This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The COVID-19 variant known as P1 has been found in Colorado for the first time. State health officials say the CDC identified two cases in Boulder, but the patient's travel history is not known at this time. The P1 strain is highly contagious and has reinfected some people who had recovered from coronavirus. In Brazil, the same variant has fueled a record-breaking increase in cases. Baseball's Midsummer Classic is in Denver this year. CPR's Vic Vela reports on what the All-Star Game could mean for Colorado.
In a news conference this morning, Colorado Governor Jared Polis, who's a big baseball fan, was practically giddy when he talked about the game being moved from Atlanta to Denver and the economic impact it'll have locally.
Denver is really taking this opportunity. We're not taking the pitch. We're going for the fences, and with this one, we got a grand slam.
Polis said the game and its related events could result in $190 million in tourism money for Colorado. Huge unexpected news as the state's economy struggles in the pandemic. And Denver's gain is Atlanta's loss after Major League Baseball moved the All-Star Game from Georgia last week in response to controversial new voting laws that were passed there. I'm Vic Vela, CPR News.
Denver tonight, chance of more rain and snow. Colorado Springs, snow showers and windy. Pueblo, blowing dust and very windy tonight. It's 56 in Pueblo, Colorado Springs 43, Denver 33 degrees.